Big old hand that's already provided. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've tuned into the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for another Sunday afternoon where we are all able to join together and worship God collectively. Hallelujah. Issuing up to God the concerns of our heart. Father God, we just praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for another day. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to wake, Lord God, with breath in our bodies, strength in our bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, where we can worship you and praise you, Jesus, in spirit and in truth. Father God, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, God, for this is a day you have made, and we will rejoice continually. We will be thankful in this day, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, God. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we couldn't thank you enough. I couldn't, Lord God. Thank you enough, Lord God, if I had 10,000 tongues. Lord God, you've given because you have shown your faithfulness. Lord God, and great is your faithfulness, Lord. Hallelujah. New mercies I see, Lord God, every day. Lord God, the things that we used to take for granted, Lord God, we don't take them for granted anymore, Lord God. Hallelujah. So many have gone on, Lord God, but you've kept us here, Lord God, to be able to spread your gospel, Lord God, to be able to witness for you, Lord. Let us not be ashamed, Lord God, of the gospel of Christ, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that's the only way to salvation, Lord God, for anybody. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness, for your love. Hallelujah. 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 I do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for being faithful, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your love. Hallelujah. Lord God, for your mercy. Hallelujah. For your forgiveness, Lord God. For your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, Lord God, that you hold above your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. For being able, Lord God, to perform your word. Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask you to bless the word of God as it comes forth today. Bless every hearer. Lord God, supply the need of every hearer. Lord God, whether it's physical, spiritual, natural, emotional, physical, Lord God, whatever the need is. Lord God, we just know that you're able. Lord, you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we need to ask or think, Lord God. And Lord God, you will be to us just what we take you to be. Hallelujah, Lord God, and we take you to be our everything, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, continually, Father. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Jesus. There's none like you, and we love you, and we will forever praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is the answer for the world.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. We're getting ready to have our Old and our New Testament reading. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for every opportunity we have to go before the Lord to read his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that God's going to perform his, he's going to perform his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And while I'm reading the word, you read it also. Read it out loud. Let the word of God permeate through your home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Chase out the demons. Hallelujah. Chase out depression. Chase out bad feelings. Hallelujah. Aches and pains. Hallelujah. Our Old Testament reading is Jeremiah 18:1-6. It says, then the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as the potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And our New Testament reading is Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God add a blessing to the hearers, hallelujah, of the word of God today. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, saints of the Most High God. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. You have tuned into the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, the Sunday Victory Service. And that lovely voice that you heard previous was none other than Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Anointed and appointed for such a time as this. And this is, hallelujah, your co-host, hallelujah, Bishop E.T. Byrd. I tell you, I'm on fire for the Lord today because he is doing a great work. Now, I got some housekeeping rules right quick. I need you to go get crackers or a piece of bread and something to drink because we're going to do communion. And then we are going to we're going to ask you to get a pen, a pencil, or maybe a flare, magic marker, something to write with, and then something to write on. Hallelujah. Because we're going to give you the word of God and some scriptures. We want you to take notes. We want you to put those scriptures down because we want you to check the scriptures out. Make sure I'm giving you the right scriptures. Is that all right? Oh, I didn't hear you. Is that all right? Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, you know, Holy Communion is the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if you would go to your Bibles and go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and verses 23-34. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to give you time to do that, to get your something to write with or something to write on, and get your crackers or your bread and something to drink, because we're going to do Holy Communion. Because, see, Holy Communion is the meal that heals. It's not a ritual. It's an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I mean, relationships are nice. Fellowship is even better. Glory to God. But communion is awesome. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father God, first of all, God, we thank you, God, for this day. For this is a day that the believer rejoices and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 118:24. We thank you, O God. And Father God, glory to God. You are Jehovah's Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent. We repent. We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. And on top of that, Lord, we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentment. We release ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Holy Spirit, do your thing. Have your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, God, for your word. And right now, we are examining ourselves right now. And we comprehend. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14 says, we have redemption through your blood. Matthew 26:28 says, our sins are forgiven because of your blood. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. So we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up the elements of communion. Father God, we thank you for them. We ask that you would anoint it and we will bless it and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. That's what that means. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are now taking communion worthily. We're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, there's one thing that you put above yourself, and that's your word. Psalms 138:2. Your words say in Psalms 89:34 that you keep covenant. And what you have said out of your mouth, you're not going to change it. So we thank you for your word. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Numbers 23:19 says that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Paraphrased, of course. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will prosper. It will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So on the same night in which you were betrayed, you took the bread. Let's take the bread now. When you're giving thanks, we thank you. You broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our healing already. We thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the urinary system. We thank you, oh God, for healing us. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you said, thank you, Jesus, that healing was the bread of your children. Glory to God. Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3, verses 1 and 2. Galatians 3:26, Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing was the bread of your children. We thank you for your healing right now. Hallelujah. Right now. That father, that mother, that son, that daughter, that brother, that sister. Hallelujah. Those grandparents, in the name of Jesus. That baby right now. Yes, that one. Yes, that one there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. On the same night, hallelujah, that you were betrayed, oh Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You took the cup. And when you're giving thanks, we thank you, Lord God. You declare, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already, hallelujah, glory to God, on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already, hallelujah, on our homes, our families, our loved ones. The blood, hallelujah, covers our jobs, our ministries. Hallelujah, the blood covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already destroys, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, nullifies, discombobulates, brings to naught, hallelujah, makes of no effect, hallelujah, brings to nil every curse against us and our families. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers. Hallelujah. Severs, cuts, nullifies, destroys, discombobulates, reverses, eradicates, destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, we remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Dead to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And we are not going to end this without hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Quoting and repeating our family daily confession. Because we're speaking for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families. According to Job 22:28. Romans 4:17, and hallelujah, 2 Kings, the first chapter. We decree and declare, I need you to repeat after me. We decree and declare, that we are mighty men and women of valor. Shaped in the image of God.
Shaped in the image of God.
Full of integrity and truth.
Full of integrity and truth.
Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name.
Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name.
Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines.
Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines.
We know who we are.
We know who we are.
From God's perspective.
From God's perspective.
And we're not intimidated.
We're not intimidated.
By anything in this life.
By anything in this life.
We're kingdom citizens.
We're kingdom citizens.
We have fivefold ministry gifts.
Fivefold ministry gifts.
We're gifts through the ministry of health.
We're gifts through the ministry of health.
We're brilliant.
Brilliant.
We're awesome.
We're awesome.
We're amazing.
Amazing.
We're intelligent.
Intelligent.
We're powerful.
Powerful.
We're perfect.
We're perfect.
We're strong.
Strong.
We're mighty.
We're mighty.
We're great.
Great.
We're beautiful.
We're beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Don't you feel better already? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise the Lord just for a little while. Hallelujah. 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 Before I'm just gonna go right into the message, but before I do that, glory to God. There's someone listening under the sound of my voice. His name is Kevin. And he's been given a bad report by his. But whose report are you going to believe? The word of the Lord says, and glory to God. 3 John 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Hallelujah. We don't have to ask if it's God's will that we be healed or that Kevin be healed. Kevin, I in the spirit, I come where you are right now. No matter where you are in the world, spirit has now, hallelujah, gone to where you are. I lay hands on you right now, on that place on you that the cancer has infected. I command that cancer to dissolve and pass from the body. I bind it in Jesus' name. And Father God, I stand on your word today. You said, oh God, hallelujah, in Matthew 16:19, I give you the keys to heaven. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And Father God, you said in Matthew 18:18, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So I bind the cancer, and I loose total, complete healing.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. God bless you. Hallelujah. You testify, Kevin. You show somebody else. You tell somebody after you go back to the doctor, and the doctors are perplexed and confused because all those x-rays that they took of you, they can't find no cancer in your body. In Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints of God. Hallelujah. We ready to rock and roll with the word of God today. I know I don't sound like Sam Cooke or any of those other people, but sometimes I just want to sing. And I remember the scripture in Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So y'all got to excuse me right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just feel it in my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, hallelujah. Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Of my soul.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Bread of heaven,
glory.
Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let's praise the Lord just a little while. Yada little bosha, kada little bosha. Yanda little bosha, kada da 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 bosha da da da. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I do not take this opportunity, hallelujah, glory to God, nor this responsibility, hallelujah, lightly, but I season with every ounce of sin I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, save someone, fill with your Holy Spirit today, oh God. Let your, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, righteousness roll down like waters, like a mighty stream, oh God. Oh, let your blessings, hallelujah, come, oh God, touch every man, woman, boy, girl under the sound of my voice, oh God. Hallelujah, meet them at the point of their need, oh God. Hallelujah. As Satan, we serve you, notice right now that you're under our feet. Huh? We say, get thee behind us, Satan. You're a defeated foe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We crush your head. We crush you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the harvest of every seed sown, every good seed sown, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing, and we receive it in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. Can let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Mm. Glory to God. If I can't buy it, amen, can I rent one for a little while? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, saints of God. Mm. I'd like to start off. I got some base scriptures. I'm going to give them to you real quick, but we're not going to read them right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 14:40. Hallelujah. And Ecclesiastes 3:1. You can go to those, but hold your horses. Tie it up to the rail, right, just for a little minute. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes. There was a man sent by God, and his name was Benjamin. And this man, glory to God, was part of orchestrating the creation of a people, of a mighty nation under God. This man, glory to God, named Benjamin, was highly anointed by God. He could do so much that people even went on to say that he was a genius. This man, sent by God, was born January 17, 1706, and he died April 17, 1790. I got you again. You thought I was talking about Benjamin in the Bible, didn't you? Glory to God. This guy named Benjamin was married for 35 years. But most of his marriage, he spent in Europe. And I got news for you. He was one of the founding fathers of the United States. And he's the only founding father whose name appears in every major document. Of this nation at the time. The Declaration of Independence, the treaty that got France to come into the war, the Revolutionary War, the Treaty of Alliance, and then the Treaty of Paris. Yes, you've guessed it. His name was Benjamin Franklin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And one day, an author is reported to have said, came home from an extended leave. And he said to his wife, "Hello, honey," as if he just went down to the corner store and got a quart of milk. And his wife looked at him with little peeved. Understatement, and said, "Ben, go fly a kite." The rest is history. Oh, y'all remember when you were in grade school, you saw the picture of Benjamin Franklin out in the rain, thunderstorm, flying a kite. Hallelujah. His wife told him to go out there and do that. No, she didn't. I know that author was tongue-in-cheek. He was kidding. But why did I bring up Benjamin Franklin? This it has it that Benjamin said this. There a place for everything, and everything in its place. Now, a lot of times we get attributing people to stuff that Jesus and the Word of God said thousands of years ago. But some man get the credit for it. If we would turn to 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, and the 40th verse. If someone would read that for me, I would appreciate it. Hallelujah. Read, somebody. I'm going to repeat it. When you get it, I want you to say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, that's 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, and the 40th verse. Hallelujah. Yes, go ahead. Yes. I think that might be the last verse in that chapter. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
Can you say that again?
Let all things be done in order. Be done decently and in order.
Ooh, that's what the Word of God said. And then there's another scripture I want to read to you, or have read to you, is Ecclesiastes 3:1. Many of you know this scripture by heart, but we're going to read it anyway. Is that all right? Sister Mary, is that all right? Okay, praise God. I hear you in the spirit saying it's all right. God bless you, Sister Mary. Thank you. Hallelujah. When you get it, say amen. Hallelujah. 3, chapter 3, and verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens.
Just for a little while, I want to talk to you about a place for everything and everything. Now I got to somebody to go to Galatians 5, verse 23. Well, start at verse 22. And some of you know this scripture. because I'm going somewhere with this. I know some of you say, where in the world he going? I got news for you. I know where I'm going. Hallelujah, glory to God. I reminded of the brother that said, hallelujah, glory to God. He don't waste time. He may be lost, but he's going to get there fast because he was in a hurry. Well, I'm going to take my time. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's Galatians 5:22. It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, I want to talk to you about the last two of those, and I want you to kind of underscore. If you've got a magic marker, what is it, a magic flare? But what do you do when you underscore something?
A highlighter.
A highlighter. I should have told y'all to go get a highlighter. Highlight this thing. The last two things that talk about the fruit of the Spirit, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit, glory to God, is control, is meekness and temperance. Now, meekness, y'all thought it meant weakness. It doesn't mean weakness. It doesn't even mean submission. You know what meekness means? Power under control. Strength under control. Mm. And then temperance. I know some of y'all thought that's abstaining from alcohol. That's not what we're talking about here. That's talking about control also. Controlling your emotions. Mm. Well, both of those things are talking about control. Mm. Meekness is talking about you controlling what you say out of your mouth, even what you think. Mm. Glory to God. Temperance is controlling all three, what you think, what you say, and what you do. It's control. And see, I got news for you. God created your emotions for a purpose. They have a purpose. Your emotions were not designed to guide you. Now, I just want you to think about it for a little while. All the times in your past, whether you 5 or 50, whether you 8 or 81, remember when you blew it, when you made a mistake. Did your emotions lead you into that blunder, into that mistake, into that misstep? Think about it. And I would venture to say that 9 out of 10 would say yes. See, your emotions, I got to give you an analogy. Can I give you an analogy? Hallelujah. Brother Antonio, can I give you an analogy? Your emotions is like the tail that the dog wags. Yeah, the tail of the dog was never designed to lead it around. Now, most of you have cell phones. If you ever look out and you see a dog being wagged by its tail, take the picture, because you're an instant millionaire. Come on now. Let me give you another analogy. If you ever see a dog where his eyes are supposed to be, is his tail, and where his tail is supposed to be, his eyes are. Take that picture, because you're an instant billionaire, and then go get that rascal and put him in the zoo or the carnival or the circus, because you're still going to be a multimillionaire. Oh, let me slow down. Can I just slow down? Do you hear me? Now, I said if you saw a dog walking down the street with his tail where his eyes should be, eyes where his tail should be, take that picture, go capture that animal, and you will be an instant millionaire. Glory to God. But a lot of us, okay, what do they call that? A demutation, an abnormality, is that right? Well, we got a bunch of Christians running around this world
an abnormality, a gene mutation, because their emotions are leading them. Your emotions were not designed to lead you, because they change every 5 or 10 seconds. Mm. Let me give you some history so you understand me. Mm. Cain killed Abel because his emotions, his jealousy is an emotion. And he lost it and killed his own brother. Moses, throw it to God. Mm, that was Genesis 4. Moses in Exodus 2. Hallelujah. Got angry because he done found out that he was, hallelujah, a Hebrew, glory to God. And he saw an Egyptian, glory to God, mistreating one of his family. And he looked around, checking out, see if anybody watching. And then he killed the Egyptian. Exodus 2. His emotions got him. That came back to bite him, you know. Glory to God. Mm. Watch out now. Mm. Moses in Numbers 20. Mm. God told Moses, I want you to speak to the rock. Mm. I want, and them complaining folk, 3 million people complaining. You know, brought us through this. He done heard this chorus before. You know, brought us out here in the wilderness to die. We could have stayed back. And he got angry. And instead of speaking to the rock like God told him, he struck it. He hit it. And you know what happened, don't you? Because of that, he could not get into, he saw the promised land, but he lost the promise to get there himself. Watch out now. Mm. Glory to God. Mm. David, mm. Glory to God. 2 Samuel, mm. the 11th chapter. Come on now. Glory to God. He's supposed to be out there. When it's a time of war, you're supposed to be with, you're the king, you're supposed to be out there with your troops. He wasn't out there, he home. And he happened, glory to God, to go up to the roof to just take a little breeze, and he looked over and he saw this naked woman bathing. Mm. And he said in his heart, he had to have her. And you know, the rest is history. He committed adultery, done caused a man to die. He's a murderer. Glory to God. You say, well, that's the Old Testament. What about the New Testament? Well, I know a guy, well, his name was Saul. Mm. He was a fisherman. He was a hot-tempered, hollywood quick. Tempest. I mean, he'd stop, beat you, stomp you, kick you, and he must have been from South Carolina because he'll cut you too. Mm. Excuse me, y'all from South Carolina. I apologize. Mm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they came to take our Savior into custody. And Jesus changed his name to Peter. Mm. But he took out his sword and cut off the ear. Mm, come on now, watch out now. Of one of the guys that came to take Jesus into custody. And he said, put your sword away, boy. Jesus took up the ear, put it back on the man's head. Now, this is just a footnote. If I'm with that guy and saw this man that they're getting ready to take in custody, pick up an ear, put it back on somebody's head, and it was healed, I said, excuse me, y'all, but I just remembered I got another appointment, or I got to go to the men's room, but I got to leave this place. Glory to God. If that wasn't enough, glory to God. Fear, that's an emotion too. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Jesus said, look here, you're going to deny me 3 times before the clock quote. Yeah. Oh, I would never deny you, Lord. I never deny you. Just talking from the top of his head. And you know what? Hallelujah. after they crucified him. You couldn't find out. Not only was he missing in action, Peter, but the disciples had this man, they had run all over the place. Hallelujah. And somebody said, "Isn't that one of his boys?" Said, "No, it's not me. I wasn't one of his boys." "Hey, aren't you one of his boys?" "Well, I wasn't one of his boys." Somebody said, "Aren't you one of his boys?" "No, I wasn't one of his boys." And what happened? I got to slow down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What happened? He said it a third time, and the clock said, "Hallelujah." I said all that to say, your emotions is going to get your body in trouble. You wonder why your prayers haven't been answered. And you done had a fit of carnality. And look, while I'm talking right now, you go to Galatians 5 and go to start at 19. You get there. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 5.
Yes, amen.
Glory to God. This woman is on the ball. That's Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. I love that little lady. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But look, your emotions are just like, what do you call that, highlighter? It's supposed to highlight stuff in your life, not to direct you or lead you. Every time you let your emotions lead you, you're gonna fall in that ditch. Hallelujah. That's why in Proverbs 26:27, it says the ditch that you're trying to dig for somebody else, you're gonna fall into. Glory to God. What time is it? Cause I gotta digress just a little bit. Huh? Okay, I can share this. I had an uncle in Virginia, in Accomack, Virginia. His name was Howard, Uncle Howard. He was actually my mother's uncle. Hallelujah. My mother's mother's brother. And he would tell a lot of stories. Now, you remember what I said about Proverbs 26 and 27, about the ditch you dig for others, you're going to fall into. Well, it was one of Halloween. I didn't say he was saved. I'm just talking about my uncle in Accomack, Virginia. And he said it was these three boys, and they wanted to go out and do something dirty and call it clean. They thought they'd do something. They moved the outhouse or Mr. Jones' land, his farm, as a trick. And the guy that thought of this idea said, "I'm going to get behind. Y'all two get on the side. And when I say three, y'all pull and I push." Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, 1, 2, 3. And they pull and he pushed and fell into the pit. Glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody help me right now. Jesus, help us today. But I'm telling you to say this, that the reason why that scripture says, hallelujah, in Proverbs 26:27, that pit you're digging for others you're going to fall into, or that rock that you want to roll down on somebody else, it's going to turn around and make you turn and come back and roll on you. You know why? Because you letting your emotions lead you. Glory to God. When your emotions lead you, glory to God, you're getting in trouble. I guarantee you without a shadow of doubt, the time that you let your emotions go, hallelujah, is with you when you done put in, you done bought that magazine, the Clean House thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And a knock come on your door. Glory to God. And you look out there and see somebody look like Ed McMahon. So who that is? Who that? Who that? You open the door and say, "Look here. I got a cashier's check for you for $7,000. And you're going to get $7,000 a week for the rest of your life." Now, that, glory to God, that's when you use that highlighter. Oh, that's your emotion. And you say, hallelujah, glory to God. You say, hallelujah. Oh, whoop de doo, boom, chakalaka, laka, boom, chakalaka, laka, boom, chakalaka, whatever. That's what you can use your emotions for. But your emotions, if it's a negative emotion, it's going to mess you up. and you've been complaining and trying to lay out God for not answering your prayer, and then you don't let emotions get in your way. You tried to give what is it? Somebody got you and you want to get them. And you want to get them because they got you, and you believe in getting them before they got you. But they done got you before you could get them, so you're going to get them? You better leave that alone. Glory to God. What's that scripture? I wish I had that scripture. Talks about vengeance. I know. Wait a minute. It's coming. I think where is it? I think it's in Romans. I think it's Romans 12:19. It talks about vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I shall repay. I think it says. If it's not, that's all right. Y'all correct me. But you understand, leave it up to God. Your emotions are going to get you, not just you in trouble, baby, but your whole family in trouble. Everybody, you in the boat, and your family in the boat with you, and you get so mad, you shoot the gun off and put a hole in the bottom of the boat. Guess what? You're going to drown because your boat is going down. And all the folk in your boat with you, guess what? They going down too. If you love your family like you say you do, if you love God like you say you do, you better keep your emotions where they belong, under control. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given you the spirit of fear. That's an emotion. But a power of love and of a sound, disciplined mind. Hallelujah. See, love is more than an emotion. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's the fruit of the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your emotions are for you to operate. Again, look here. A place for everything, everything in its place. Now, that's the title of this subject, the title of this message. Say, neighbor, oh neighbor, a place for everything and everything in its place. Emotion is good. That's right. The dog would be look kind of funny, and dogs look funny when they don't have no tail. You know, they tell me a rock wall, they cut off the tail. I don't know why they do that. God gave them a tail for a reason, but they cut off the tail. Isn't that right? That's right. They do that. And, you know, hey, it's important. But you know what the tail does? You see a dog, the tail kind of let hallelujah. That's your emotions now. So y'all follow me now. When the dog is happy, tail is wagging up in the air. Oh, it don't have to be a dog. Let it be a cat. Cat's happy. The tail is always shooting up in the air. When the dog or the cat is upset, there's trouble in the camp. The tail is all down, almost to the ground. It kind of lets you know that either the dog is getting ready to go to battle with somebody else or you, or the cat is getting ready to go pounce on somebody or you, but you better be observant. That tail is for a purpose. It underscores what's happening in life. Your emotions are important. They're part of your soulable realm, but they're for you to control. They're not to control you. They're not to lead you. They're not to guide you. A place for everything, everything in its place. Put your emotions where they belong. When there's a good time, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus just came into your life. You went down the Roman boat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 3:10. You went to Romans, hallelujah, 3:23. Hallelujah. You got to Romans 5 and 8. Then you got to Romans 6:23. And then finally you got to Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. And then you went to 13. Woo, glory to God. After that, hallelujah, you told the world, I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. Boy, that's when, hallelujah, your emotion, you can do the somersault. You can leap over benches, run through troops, swing from the chandeliers. That's underscoring something positive. You don't, excuse me, I apologize. Y'all that were translating that, let me translate for you. Magadan umagapo, or namaste, forget that. I'm sorry. That's all right. I don't know that fluently. Bottom line, control yourself. But you don't understand. I just can't help but, yes, you can. Now, sis, yeah, you in the bathroom. Yeah, I'm talking about you. I saw you. You love ice cream, but you just don't love ice cream. You love butter pecan ice cream. Mm. And you go to the store that sells whipped, freshly made, glory to God, butter pecan ice cream. And this store is the number one store in the world. They serve the largest scoop. Hallelujah. Their one scoop is equivalent to three scoops someplace else. Hallelujah. But they charge the same amount of money for the scoop. Glory to God. You get yourself, glory to God. You sit down, hallelujah. You put that bib on yourself because you know you can't help yourself because you don't want to drip it all over your new stuff you just got. You take a big spoon. You put a spoonful of that butter pecan ice cream in that spoon. You get ready, put it in your mouth. I mean, this is folks that say that they can't help themselves. They can't keep their emotions in check. They can't control themselves. You get ready, put it in your mouth, and you hear a click. And beside you is somebody standing by you with an AK-47 aimed at your head. And they say, if you put that ice cream in your mouth, I'm going to shoot you. All of a sudden, you find from somewhere deep inside of you the ability to put that spoon down. Is that right? No, but you said you couldn't help yourself. But somehow you found the power to say no. You know, there was one slogan, I love President Obama. He had a slogan, yes, we can. Hallelujah. Well, we can. Yes, you can say no to your emotions. Well, let's look at 2 Corinthians. See, I love the word of God, don't y'all? 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. It says, look here, vain imaginations, you know, get rid of it. Don't follow those imaginations. Look here. Put all thoughts into captivity and bring them to the obedience of Christ. See, look here. God don't ask you to do something you can't do. Now, he said in Philippians 4, what you say, y'all, a mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Glory to God. You say, God's going to have to help me. Oh, say, okay, that's okay. Jeremiah 32:27 says, is there anything too hard for God, for me? And then, hallelujah, glory to God. Paul came by and said in Ephesians 3:20, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. So, again, I reiterate what Obama said. Yes, we can. You say, well, wait a minute here. I don't know about that. Well, look here. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, no, glory to God. Is that 2 Corinthians 2:14? I think it's 2 Corinthians 2:14. Y'all check me. It might be 1 Corinthians 2:14, but I think it's 2 Corinthians 2:14. It says God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. We can win this battle. You say, I can't keep my emotions under control. Yes, you can. Quoting Obama. Yes, you can. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. You are a winner. It is 2:14? Hallelujah. It is what? 2 Corinthians. I had it right. Well, I have to stop doubting myself. I need to doubt the doubt. Glory to God. That'll confuse the devil. Hallelujah. Because he's one trying to put doubt in your mind. But if you say, oh, I'll doubt the doubt. That'll confuse him. He said, he's doubting my doubt. Well, what am I going to do with that? He doubted my doubt. Well, anyway, you are a winner. Any struggle that you have, you are a winner. If you're in Christ. Oh, that's the key. Yes, every promise of God has a key that unlocks it. I can't help myself. The devil made me do it. The devil didn't make you do it. I want to tell you something. I'm going to show you all the things that happen in the fertile soil of emotions. Read Galatians 5. Start with verse 19. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. These are the things that grow in the fertile soils of emotion, if you let it. Read.
Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: idolatry, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, verse 20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. 21, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you, before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things are shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Come on. I've got news for you. You want to hear what the kingdom of God is? The answer to prayer. You do such things, and then you want somebody to touch and agree with you in prayer about something, your prayer is hindered. It's going to bounce. You know, you've been in a room, you know, one of those bouncing ball things. You've been in one of those bounce. You bounce all over the place. That is as far as your prayer done got. Your emotions will short-circuit God's answer to your prayers. It will short-circuit your prosperity, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. Don't you blame God. You can pay tithes every week. You can pay your offering. You can go to church, hallelujah. You can have the keys to the church. You can sing on the choir. You can be like Ebed Edom. You can be everything. The usher singing on the praise and worship team. Be the armor bearer. You can do all of that. And then you let emotions lead you into sin. Sin separates you not just from God, but from answered prayer. The prayer that God will answer if you have committed sin. Forgive me, Lord. Hallelujah. I repent. That's the prayer that God will answer. All them other things, you pray. Hallelujah. Lord, the drunk will say, oh, Lord, give me another bottle. Hallelujah. I'm drunk now, but I just need one more bottle because I ain't drunk enough. Hallelujah. Look, I'm going to tell you something. God won't answer that prayer. You know who will answer that prayer? Probably the devil. The devil will answer if that prayer gets answered. Because look, he done said it out loud. Hallelujah. The devil want him drunk because he don't want him in his right mind. Hallelujah. Cause God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because 2 Timothy, hallelujah, the first chapter, 7 verse, God has not given us a spirit of fear. A lot of people want to inoculate themselves from life, from the cares of this life. So they drink or they do drugs. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. You know what? You said, well, I don't have that. Yes, you do. You say you saved. Holy Ghost came. Now you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Look. I mean, you got sprinkled, but you need to immerse yourself in the blood of the Lamb. You need to immerse yourself in the Holy Ghost until the fruit of the Spirit. Watch out now. In love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Self control, control of your mind, what you think, what you say, and what you do. Yes, you can. You can do that. You can control that. Because your emotions, the tail, are like the tail that the dog wags. They're not supposed to be controlling you. Amen? Oh, amen. Oh, do you hear me? Oh, come on now. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we got to go back. Sometimes we had a fit of carnality. You know, we went down the cell. You know what? We let our emotions, went havoc over our jobs, over our family. We need to go back and say, forgive me. I blew it. I let my emotions dictate what I said out of my mouth or what I did. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. You need to repent of that. It's time for you to understand. Everything in its place. A place for everything. Everything in its place. Everything in its place. A place for everything. Everything in its place. Everything in its place. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes, there's a time and place for everything. There's a time for your emotion. Yes. God created that. But God is a God of order. He wanted decency and order. Do you know in Genesis, when God created the world, if he had created man first, where would man be? He wouldn't have nothing to stand on. He'd be floating around in the atmosphere. There wouldn't even be atmosphere. God didn't create that. He did it in decency and in order. He's an orderly God. He wants you to be just like him. What's that? Is that Ephesians 1 and 3? He wants you to be like him as a dear child. Somebody know where that is. Do like he did. Be orderly in your conduct, in the way you operate. Don't, look, you blow off at somebody, you're wrong. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. That wasn't a commandment to be angry. Although some people may take you there. I remember the song. Oh, yeah, I was going to play that. The Staples Singers, I'll take you there. Some folk will take you there. But you don't have to receive that. No. You don't have to go there just because they want to take you there. Oh, look, somebody drive up and the three masked people in the car and say, look, I'd like to take you for a ride. They got guns in their hand. You say, no, that's all right. You can go. I can make it from here. You know, you don't go there. They want to take you someplace. Somebody want to take you someplace. They want to kill you. That thief cover 10. John 10:10. I got to slow down. What time is it? John 10:10. John 10:10 says the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Your emotions, that's what he wants to get you to get into. That's when he can steal. That's when he can kill. And that's when he can destroy. Because you're in there. Hallelujah. And your emotions. You're leading. You're following your emotions. That's why some people want you to invest in stuff. Boy, they get you all excited. They want to get you your emotions. When somebody trying to play on your emotions, watch out. But that's a red light. That's a stop sign. So excuse me, I don't mean no harm, but I can't listen to this right now. You come back when you got something good to share with me. Don't try to play on my emotions. I'm not stupid. I'm not the dog that the tail wagged. Hallelujah. My emotions, I control them. Don't try to control and usurp charge of my emotions. Praise God. Father God, I thank you for what the word has done today. Because somebody is free today. Somebody has realized the error of their ways. Somebody has been led down the wrong alley, led down the wrong street, and they wonder how they got where they got. Lord, they need to repent now. Say, Lord, I realize my sin. Please forgive me, Lord. I repent of this error. I will not allow my emotions to dictate where I go, what I do. I will let the Holy Spirit do that. In Jesus' name. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for the harvest of every good seed sown tonight. Today shall bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's it, folks. Hallelujah. And right now, I want to give to you Pastor Peaches. Now, she wants to share with you how you can sow into this good ground. And I want to tell you before you you get the information, get your pen. You don't sow tithes and you don't sow tithes to us. You sow that to your local church. Now, however, if you don't have a local church, and this is where you get fed, you sow where you get fed. Is that all right? You pay your tithes where you get fed. But if you have a local church, it's error for us to receive your tithes. It's error for you to send your tithes to us if you have a local ministry that you're a part of. Support them. We're all in the same body. We're not a little different body. It's one body. It's called the body of Christ. Hallelujah. There's an innumerable number. Somebody asked me how many members in my church. Hallelujah. I told them I don't have no members in my church. It's the church that you're a church. Hallelujah. We got a number that no man can number. That's the church that I am. That's hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the kingdom of God on earth. Hallelujah. That's the body of Christ. I'm a part of that. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, are you there?
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This is good ground. Like Bishop Burr said, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We sow into other ministries, and we, hallelujah, we have a way for you. If you would like to sow to this ministry, if you have Cash App or Zelle, for Cash App is $T, as in the, and the rest of these letters are lowercase, T as in Potter, H as in house, C as in Christian, P as in prayer, mm-hmm. W as in worship, mm-hmm. and C as in center.
Mm-hmm.
If you have Zelle, the numbers to call, to sow to Zelle is 4434-161-352. Hallelujah. Saints of God, put a name on your seed. We're all standing in need of something. If you, even if you want to bless somebody else, say, God, I know Sister so-and-so, Miss so-and-so needs a vehicle or whatever. Lord, I want you to bless me financially or bless me for vehicles so I can bless her. Lord God, and I'm going to sow this seed into the Potter's house, Lord God, so that you can bless me. I'm standing in need for someone else, Lord God, and I want to be able to bless somebody else. Name your seed, saints of God. God knows what we need. He knows the desires of our hearts. So therefore, ask God, Lord, show me what you would desire me to sow. This is what's in my heart, Lord God, to sow into the Potter's house, Lord God. And, Lord God, this is what I'm standing in need for. Some of you may be standing in need for a new job. A lot of people's jobs have closed up, closed down. Have you on a schedule, you're only working once a week or whatever, and you need something else. Hallelujah. It's unpredictable. Your job right now is unpredictable. Maybe the store, the restaurant, then close up. Hallelujah. Whatever you're standing in need of, you need a new vehicle, a better vehicle. Sow into the house of the Lord. Also, you can sow into somebody else that's standing in need for the same thing you're standing in need for. Watch God bless you. Hallelujah. You may be standing in need of a new home, a new apartment, a new car, anything, saints of God. Lord, I know I can't buy this, but Lord, I'm going to sow into the household of the Lord because that's what, Lord God, that's what I'm standing in need for. And watch God do a work in your life. God knows what we need, saints of God, before we even ask it. He knows what we need before we even ask it. The desires we have, they're holy. And he gives us the desires of our heart. And he puts these desires in you. Hallelujah. So why not ask him for a blessing so that you can bless somebody else? Hallelujah. Name your seat. And saints of God, we would like to hear your testimonies. We would like for you to share with us the testimonies of the miracles, of the blessings, the different things that you've been standing in need for. And even if you wanted to write us a letter to say, hey, this is what I need y'all to stand for. If you want to call us afterwards, you can call us. Y'all have our numbers. Call us and say, hey, this is what I'm standing in need for. You just want somebody to touch and agree. Hallelujah. God said, any two touch and agree, anything on this earth, he said he will do it. He'll bless you with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can call 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We'll pray with you. Hallelujah. We're standing in faith believing along with you. Hallelujah. There is nothing that you can ask God for that he won't bless you with. We will be your two. You one, and we're two. And we'll be your two. God said, any two touch and agree. And saints of God all over, send your prayer requests. Send your miracles. We want to hear. We've been hearing the miracles all over, things that God is doing. Because we know we serve a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name. Psalms 19:14. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.